Along the side of the house stood a tin wash basin with an old-fashioned washboard and wringer, and beside that a wooden stool painted with flowers. Half a dozen bikes, in all states of repair, were lined along the side of the house.
We should head back to the site, get in the car, drive away, and never return.
That's not an option. Don't you see? Someone is using the legend of the Mulo to cover something darker and more vile.
I don't know.
It's what I feel in my gut. It's not always right, but this is too weird any other way. But I do want to get away from here and head back to town.
We'll probably need Santos to show us the way back through the forest.
I can navigate. It was just a few bends and the path was obvious. And I've got a flashlight in my hip pack.
Great. Wolves in the area, eh? Where's Santos?
He said to follow the path. Gave me a flashlight.
Luke wielded the small mag light near his shoulder, sweeping the beam across Doug's face.
It's a mile, give or take. I've got a light too. We'll be fine. Come on, gentlemen. And you, Doug, what's up with not wanting to trek into a dark, creepy forest in search of vampires?
I prefer my vamps a little less sanguine than the ones rumored to stalk these parts.
Oh, you mean you like them to sparkle?
Within seconds, they were surrounded by utter blackness on the path through the brush. The flashlight beams couldn't penetrate the dark farther than a few feet. Anya let Luke take the lead. And the night had chilled measurably. Wishing she'd worn long sleeves instead of the t-shirt, Anya trekked onward.
Ah.
Doug stepped on Anya's heels, and she swung around to laser the flashlight right into his eyes.
Anya!
Do you want to hold my hand?
No, but I wouldn't mind walking alongside you.
Children, the faster you move, Doug, the quicker we get to the other side.
I'm taking the middle.
Doug stepped around Anya, and they trekked onward.
Did you hear that?
The squirrel in the tree above us?
Probably smells the bread you stuffed in your pocket. Did you have to do that? The woman was kind enough to offer us food, and then you make off like a homeless bandit.
Just be quiet, Doug. We can navigate better if we can hear.
After a few moments, they heard something somewhere out in the darkness. A chill ran up Anya's spine. In front of her, both men looked at each other. Nobody spoke for a brief moment.
Just a dog.
Far away.
Not really. It sounded close. Like it could be at the opening where we went into the forest.
If it is a wolf, then keep walking. The dig site isn't far. I can smell the smoke. Just keep moving.
Don't look it in the eye. I think that's what I know about wolves. Or is it? Look them in the eye. Show them you're the alpha.
Wolves rarely attack humans.
Unless they were hungry, or the humans had encroached on their territory. And they had the ability to bite fast and hard, so fast, in fact, that a human couldn't predict the hit and get out of its way in time. This close to the Romani encampment, Anya hardly expected a wolf to attack. They moved more slowly since hearing the howl. Luke's flashlight blinked out.
Oh, shit.
Take mine.
Anya tossed her light toward Doug. The flashlight landed in the leaves, emitting a tiny glow. Luke stepped into the brush to find it. The undergrowth and tree trunks were all the same, deep shadows upon darkness. Anya twisted to look behind her.
Anya!
Right here, Doug.
Anya reached out, and Doug grabbed her arm.
If it's a Mulo, it shouldn't have a grudge against us. We didn't do anything wrong.
Except dig up its bones. Found it.
The light beam swung toward Anya and Doug and then traced the path border. Two gold eyes flashed in the brief swing of the light beam.
Keep walking. Slowly.
Anya thought that the dig site wasn't far off, but she couldn't see a glimpse of the flame. She should see it by now. Suddenly, the eyes were on the path in front of them. How it had moved that fast, she had no idea.
We need to walk in that direction. It's standing in our way.
The wolf revealed its teeth. The light should have blinded it. It was a good height, perhaps the size of a German shepherd, but leaner, the legs longer and the body more muscled.
The flashlight is making it angry!
You want me to turn it off?
No!
Is he a branch or something to use as a weapon?
There's a thick one.
Where?
By the wolf's foot.
Startled, Luke jerked the light upward. The wolf dashed toward them. Luke stumbled backward, the flashlight slipping from his grip and rolling up against the branch. Teeth raised Anya's thigh, and she swung out with the sword, but didn't catch the animal. They stood in darkness. Anya followed Doug's voice.
Guys? Luke?
I'm here. I'm okay. But what about Doug?
Anya felt fur against her leg, a tail twitching, as the wolf landed on the path before her. Its eyes caught the muted flashlight glow. She swept his sword in warning in front of the wolf. The creature didn't flinch. It only exposed its teeth threateningly.
Doug?
I'm here.
The idea of killing such a beautiful animal made Anya's gut clench. They were encroaching on its territory. The wolf lunged for her. She managed to swing the sword, but it cut through air. The wolf's forepaws landed against her chest. She grabbed the wolf's jaws with both hands. Teeth cut into her palms as she forced the jaws wide. Shaking its head out of her grasp, the animal stumbled away into the brush. Luke was at Anya's side in a heartbeat. He claimed the flashlight and swept it over her body, stopping at her bleeding palms.
You're hurt.
It's wounded, but that doesn't mean it's down. We need to get out of here. Doug, where is he? Direct the light over there.
Luke fumbled with the maglight and swept it over the body of the prone man. The leg of Doug's jeans was torn, but they couldn't see much blood.
He's been bitten.
Doug gave Luke the thumbs up.
Dude!
Then he passed out.